Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 717. I'm your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox Penthouse, my trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, the three-legged kitty cat, as I'm looking around to find him. Oh, he's right down by the base of my chair here. He's a bit riled up. He's got an hour yet before he gets a meal from the automatic feeder. But he's a little riled up now, as he was just attacking me. I imagine that'll continue here shortly. Maybe I should have waited until that mealtime, but might go see a movie later, so I was trying to hurry up, and get my ass motivated, as it's only 10:39 in the morning, but I wasn't sure what time we were going to possibly see that movie, if I was going to at all. But I would assume it would be an earlier showing. Haven't heard back from the Muffin Man yet. We shall see. My voice is a little messed up, if you might notice. I've been dealing with a little bit of cold. Got the remnants going on. It seemed to be a pretty minor one, although I have a tendency to get a cold, and then all of a sudden it morphs into a sinus infection, so a lot of times that lasts for like a month or two. It's like a battle. But as of right now, I think it's pretty much gone out of my system. I think. We shall see. As it never seems to fail whenever I try to cut down on caffeine that I get sick. And then I'm like, oh, full bore, right back into going to caffeine. So, you know, again, it was a minor cold. I never like ran a fever or anything, but just constantly, you know, drainage, bullshit, stuffed up, and, you know, but no reason to just, I wasn't deathly ill, is the point. So I tried to carry, you know, I was carrying off my normal routine, but to do so, I had to get caffeined up. although I didn't go back to Monster, at least I haven't gone back that far. You know, I haven't done a Monster in probably over a year. I'm not sure when the last time I had a Monster. I go to the 8-ounce Red Bulls, so I've done slightly better. I haven't really been having the caffeine headaches, so that's a plus. I haven't had any caffeine yet today, but, you know, I just started recording this. And though, if I do go see that movie, I'm going to want to wait to do caffeine until I go see the movie, because nowadays, when I go see a movie, man, I'm going to pass out during it if I don't have a little bit of a caffeine buzz, or if, you know, unless I had sleep up until right before I go see the movie. You know, wake up and maybe, I don't know, go run a mile or something. Get the heart rate up. That's my real secret, is that I just need to get my heart rate up to not be tired. So, I don't know, maybe just do something physically exerting, and it'll perk me right up. I did Mother's Day. We did go to the zoo with Shelly, his girlfriend Nabina, and my mother, of course. We did. This is the first year. Of course, my mother's, you know, she's getting older. She's having issues walking for long periods of time. You know, it's physically draining for her. So she decided she was going to go ahead and try the scooter this year. This is before we've always, you know, just walked through the zoo. But that's a lot of walking, you know, that's a lot of walking. And she decided to go ahead and rent the scooter. And so Nabina rented the scooter for her. And at first my mother was going, you know, she hadn't driven this particular scooter before, and she had it going a little bit slower at first, you know, getting used to the controls and whatnot. And then before long, she had it, I think the speed passed the halfway point and was just almost running over children left and right. And there was one instance where we all kind of freaked out because the train was coming, the zoo train. I don't know how quickly those things can stop, but I have seen kids almost run out right in front of the damn thing. But, you know, the gate was coming down and my mother was going full speed on the scooter and just going right for the gate, just going right through. And Nobina, Shelly and I were all yelling like, "Hey, stop." Like, "Mom." She did stop, like, after the gate had came down. She was, like, right there, and, like, she stopped, like, on the partially on the tracks, and, like, took her a while to finally back it up. But thankfully, the train wasn't quite there yet, so she did not get hit by the train. That would have been a piss-poor Mother's Day. It was not a... The story would have taken a bit of a darker turn. But, yeah, we did that. I'm thinking, where did we eat? I just keep thinking of the Korean barbecue. We did not have Korean barbecue. It was Pasta House. We went to Pasta House. I had the tutamari. That's right. And sangria. We had a pitcher of sangria. It's tutamari. I haven't had Pasta House in a long time. So that was Mother's Day. And Shelly gave me for me birthday, it was a present that he ordered. I think it ended up taking a while to get, but you know, it was a couple months ago my birthday anyway. We don't see each other very often. He gave me a poster of the movie Gymkhana, which was a massive poster. I think I'm going to end up hanging it up in my hallway upstairs here because it is 27 inches by 40 inches, which is quite a bit bigger than your standard movie poster. The standard movie posters are 24 by 36 inches. So, and it's a very large poster. And the only area I really had to put it is probably in the hallway. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Unless I'm going to put it in one of the other bedrooms that I don't really use much. But yeah, I think the hallway is about the only place I can really hang that. And I had to order a special frame for it as Gymkhana. Classic movie. One of our favorite films, ninja films from being children. It came out in 1985. Can't imagine a lot of people listening to this are probably familiar with Gymkhana. There is a great podcast, How Did This Get Made? With Jason Manzoukas, June Diane Raphael, and Paul Scheer that they do every show. Sometimes they usually have like a guest with them as well. But they go over, you know, a ridiculously bad movie and talk about how did this get made. And they did one on Gymkhana. Which, love me some Gymkhana. But it is the synopsis here, or the, I guess, tagline. A brief synopsis here on IMDb says, an American gymnast travels to the distant land of Parmistan, which is not a real country, I should point out, Parmistan, to compete in a deadly game not won by a foreigner in more than 900 years. Parmistan. Which it should be noted that the main actor in the film, Kurt Thomas, is his actual name. He's Jonathan Cabot or Cabot. I think it Cabot is how they pronounce it in the film. It's been a while. Kurt Thomas was, I'm pretty sure, an actual Olympic gold medalist in gymnast. And the movie poster, which has him in his gymnast, in his like leotard, attacking two ninjas. One that has an MP40, the Nazi submachine gun. The tagline on the on the movie poster is a new kind of martial arts combat, the skill of gymnastics, the kill of karate. The kill of karate. above the title, Gymkata is world champion Kurt Thomas, the master of Gymkata. Which is Gymkata, if you're on, to give you an idea how it's spelled, or I'll just say how it's spelled here. It's G-Y-M, as in the the gym. Then kata, K-A-T-A. It's Gymkata. It's classic 80s ninja film sort of thing. But, I mean, he's a... Here's more of a fuller synopsis here on the storyline. Jonathan Cabot is a champion gymnast in the tiny yet savage country of Parmistan. There is a perfect spot for a Star Wars site. That is not the film Star Wars, but the Ronald Reagan, plan to like destroy enemy missiles or whatever the hell it was, satellites and shit. Foxinator, it's okay, buddy. You're going to get that automatic feeder. You don't have to start biting me. Come here. Come here. Come here. Get up here. Come on. Come on. All right. He's kind of running off. Well, no, he's coming back. What is he doing? Don't jump on the soundboard, buddy. Anyway. okay. For the U.S. to get the site, they must compete in the brutal game. The government calls on Cabot, the son of a former operative, to win the game. Cabot must combine his gymnastic skills of the West with fighting secrets of the East and form Gymkata. good stuff. On trivia here for the film. The film debut of Kurt Thomas, a former Olympic gymnast, and his only starring role in his career. What a shame. Calm down, buddy. Calm down. Hey, 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 hey. Hi, hey, hey, hey. Come here, you. Come here. Don't fight me. Don't fight me. All right, buddy. Calm down. Sit on the desk. Try not to hit stop the recording. anyway, other trivia here. We got Fox is really making things difficult here. The town of Crazies were actually crazy people from a local insane asylum in Yugoslavia where they were filming. Kurt Thomas said, "We provided them with alcohol and a buffet for their time." The people Thomas kicked were stuntmen, however. There's a bit at the end where he's going through the town of Crazies. And that's fun. I was unaware of that. I feel like they may have mentioned that in How Did This Get Made, but I haven't listened to that episode in, I guess, a few years. Again, check that out. That's a great podcast. How Did This Get Made? As I am getting batted by a tail. yeah, I'm going to be hanging that movie poster up at some point. I still haven't hung up my lighted movie posters in the downstairs that I've got all the frames now. I may try to do that next week, as I will be having a 5-day weekend because they are shutting down production at work for 2 days. And of course we have the holiday. So I will have all kinds of time to paint and whatnot, which I have on last week's episode. Fox, come on now. Let me use my mouse. Let me use the mouse. Come on, buddy. Come on. Work with me here. Don't move the microphone on me. Okay. I believe last week when I was talking about painting I really hit a point with the orange last week where I was so fucking done with painting. I was so beyond done. I was just hating life, hating painting altogether. Not that I was ever really a big fan of it. Although I like painting certain things. Painting walls has been a real bitch. I'm not really a fan of that. Though I like being, you know, doing drawings and stuff, that sort of thing. But anyway, as Fox keeps hitting the microphone here, he's rubbing up against it and moving the damn thing. But a little distracting, buddy. A little distracting. You're not being a very good co-host here. Anyway, now he's rubbing on me. Oh, you nice fella. Oh, now comes the biting. Back to rubbing on the microphone. All right. Anyway, I was at my wit's end with painting the orange as this Turkish van is starting to really try to interrupt me here. Anyway, I will try to ignore him. I was really frustrated with painting the orange. But once I got, like, fought through the time where I was really just wanted to end, and started finish. I think the thing was, once I got to a certain point and where I could see a good chunk of it complete, that it became a little bit easier to not get so fucking frustrated. But I mean, I've been spending about 3 hours a night on it every day, except for Mother's Day. I got back too late because I still needed to finish vacuuming and stuff. And by the time I finished vacuuming, it was too late. I knew I was going to be up till like midnight or later if I attempted to paint a section. So that night I skipped painting at all. Every other night, besides that, I've been painting on the oranges. I'm just trying to fucking finish it so I can go back to having somewhat of a semblance of a life. Yes. It's really consumed pretty much all my free time. Has briefly done other things. Last night I did have a bit of a breakthrough. As not that things have gotten, you know, faster or anything really, but I finished the hardest part, which was the last corner. I got the last corner done last night, and that is where there was a lot of course, I'm painting the hexagon pattern from the Overlook Hotel and The Shining on the walls. And when I drew the pattern on the wall there in the corners, it got real screwy, because trying to get that stencil into the corners was really difficult, distorted the stencil, and the lines didn't line up right. I redrew the lines like 3 or 4 times in the corners. And especially that last corner got real screwed up. And yeah, I had to put a lot of primer over that area to be able to paint orange on it. So it took a while to cover that. But like the lines are still don't quite line up from one wall to the other in some areas, but I feel like you gotta really look at it to notice. Like it's almost like a optical illusion. Like it's a weird effect as you go around the corner. But I don't think it looks too bad. Like I think you really gotta know about it, and then unless you're just really staring and like looking at this shit to be able to tell. I know because I've spent, you know, a couple months staring at it intently. I have fixed some areas, though. You know, I was able to fix some lines that were really badly noticeable. And I tried to make the lines even as much as I could, but there was quite a bit of a difference in how they lined up from one wall to the next. And not sure exactly how that happened. I thought I had it, you know, pretty decent, but upon going back in there, I just realized like, oh man, shit, yeah, that does line up. But I knew the corners were off when you know, I initially did it. and I was afraid that it wouldn't look quite right. And I thought about putting a, you know, a border of black around the whole thing to hide, to if the corners were too fucked up that I could hide it. I don't think that would look real good, putting the border of black. I think it looks better to keep it as it is and have the pattern wrap around the wall. Though, it is a little off now. The first corner, I think, turned out really well. The second one, it is a little off. But again, I think you got to really stare at it to notice. And the more I stare at it, though, I realize a lot of the lines are thicker and in places and thinner. And the pattern that I used wasn't exactly perfect. This is the part what really kind of screwed me at first, is that if you measure the lines on that, on the stencil, it's not perfect. So, you know, it hurts my brain a little bit. Had I made my own stencil, you know, that would have, or just, you know, gone up there with a rule, man, that would have taken for fucking ever to make the measurements and figure it all out on my own. Oh, it was so much easier to just go up there with the stencil and trace it. I feel like maybe I could have had a better stencil made. But in hindsight, you know, it looks good. I think it looks good. Just don't stare at it, you know. Don't really. Don't investigate too hard. Don't dig too deep. As, you know, you often, if you dig too deep, you're going to find answers you don't like. And I think that relates to everything for the most part. As Agent Fox Mulder is still laying on my desk, he is now smacking the keyboard with his tail. And so far, he hasn't stopped the recording or what have you.
As
my lack of caffeine is starting to wear on me now. He's going to start freaking out here more as we are approaching the time that, of course, the automatic feeder will go off. As he looks like he might just bite me any moment. Now, the movie that we're potentially going to see today is Mortal Kombat 2. I haven't seen the first one. I mean, I saw the original, but whenever they did the reboot, was it a couple years ago? I did not see that one. But I saw the original Mortal Kombat they had in the 90s. And I think I saw the Mortal Kombat Annihilation. the second one, which I don't know if he was in the first one. Again, I didn't watch the first one. Of this iteration of Mortal Kombat. But Carl Urban is freaking me out with as Johnny Cage from the trailer there. With him seeing him without a beard now is just hard for me to disassociate him with the Butcher character on The Boys, which is only one episode left on that one. Anyway, as I don't know, I feel like maybe they're not wrapping it out that great. Which is often a problem with many shows, is that, you know, great show, but then they don't know how to end it. Game of Thrones, Dexter, although I haven't watched all the spinoffs of Dexter. there's so many shows that were great, and then just trying to wrap it up is what? Breaking Bad. There's only one fucking Breaking Bad, and to me that's why it's the greatest show ever, is the fucking way they ended that show. Now granted, they did do, you know, Better Call Saul, which was a prequel slash, you know, in the future, because they have parts that are in the future. But damn, Breaking Bad, that's how you wrap up a show, man. Felina, the final episode, fucking beautiful shit. as Shelley's messaging me about the Mortal Kombat. Oh, God damn it. 345 at Wildwood. as shit. Gonna have to go to the B&B. I wasn't expecting to go to the B&B. I was hoping he would just say in town. but I guess I'm going to Wildwood. yeah. Well, I got a little bit of time. I don't have to wrap this up immediately. So I believe I can finish this out. And it'll wrap up, you know, right before Fox gets his next meal. As he's, oh, he's getting up. He's like, what's up? We're going to Wildwood? yeah, so I guess I'll be going to the B&B Wildwood Theater. Oh, calm down, sir. Calm down. Calm down. You calm down, man. Anyway. So, yeah. The boys, though, yeah, are Breaking Bad. Holy fuck. Great. Great. That's how you fucking end a series. The whole bit where Walter White, of course, has the machine gun that he rigs up in his car with the key fob. Where he sets the automatic machine gun off with the key fob to just fucking light that whole fucking room up with Uncle Jack in there is a thing of beauty. And of course he saves, although he tried to get Jesse killed, he hired Uncle Jack to kill Jesse, which he did not do. They ended up kidnapping him, forcing him to cook meth. but, you know, Walter White had his somewhat redeeming moment there in the end where he dives on Jesse to, save him from the machine gun fire and, takes a bullet to end his own life, you know, unintentionally. That part was unintentional, but, in the end, he did something heroic in the end by killing, Hank's murderers, which, you know, at least he didn't try to kill Hank. Though Hank was murdered by Uncle Jack. Oh, so good. So good. Then you get El Camino. Anyway. Yeah. I have gone back and started watching The Mandalorian. Anyway, I gotta... Ooh, I don't have to try there. But, yeah. I'll ride with them, apparently. They've got, I'll ride with them, as, they've got Nabina's, brother's, vehicle... and whatnot, which usually she's got the Camaro that really doesn't have a back seat, which I did ride in before, that in the back, which I basically laid down and where they gave me a ride back to my vehicle when I rode the Metro to a Blues game with them, and they drove me back to the Metro station where I laid in the back of this Camaro. Anywho, yeah, there was the Mando. Watching the Mando, because next week, of course, The Mandalorian and Grogu comes out in theaters, and plan to watch that one at the B&B. So we'll definitely be doing that. Excited to see Star Wars on the big screen. Haven't seen that since The Rise of Skywalker, which was meh. At best, meh. I'm not really sure which is worse. I think that one, in hindsight, is worse than The Last Jedi, but it's tough. It's a tough call. It's a tough call. It's a pretty bad film. Pretty bad film. my internet bill just got paid. I got the alert. But yeah, I'm gonna go see, hopefully at the B&B as well, The Mandalorian and Grogu next week. I don't have tickets as of yet. Don't know what day I'll see it. Comes out May 22nd. And I'm on, like, was it the last episode of the first season or the first episode of the second season? I don't recall. I think it might be the second season that I'm on. I think so. As far as the Mando, I mean, there's only three seasons. I have a week to get through it. And now that Daredevil's over, I don't have to spend any time watching Daredevil, which that was good. The season two of the, was it Born Again or whatever the fuck that one series is called. And they put out the Punisher episode, so I did watch that. Well, it's the Punisher, I guess you'd call it short film or just one-off episode of just the Punisher. It's the Punisher One Last Kill. That was really good. If you like the Punisher, a little Johnny Bernthal action. Yeah, I'm trying to get back into the Mando. It's actually been a few years, I guess, since I watched The Mandalorian, since like the third season came out. I haven't really watched it. As I've got to pause for a second. Oh, that was Muffin Man calling. Apparently I will have to drive over to Union to meet up with them. Then I will ride with them. But that I will have to do some driving. But that's not nearly as bad as a drive to Wildwood. Yeah, I can catch a little sleep on the way there. I might take I got a little bit of time. Like, I could take a nap. I don't want to show up there too late. I probably want to get there by 2-ish. Leave here like 1:45, 1:50. Get over there around 2-ish. Meet up with them. So I guess I could take a nap. I got enough time to where it's possible I could just take a nap. Like a slight little bit of a nap. I don't have time to really do any painting. That's a shame. I should probably eat something. I might help. I mean, I ate a little bit. I didn't know when they were going to want to see the movie or whatever. Fighting you on. I didn't eat a whole lot because, yeah, again, I thought maybe we'd go see an earlier movie, like be more like noon. So I was trying to kind of hurry up and finish this. But and I thought maybe it'd be in Washington. Seeing that it's in Wildwood. Knowing that, I'm like, man, shit. All right, I might want to get some food in me. Maybe I'll just go to the gas station, get something from there, and try to, you know, I don't know, just get some some pizza or something from the gas station. Something easy. As I did hear that Casey's had some friend. I'm not sure. My buddy John was saying they had French toast Butterfinger, but I don't know if he meant the candy or if maybe they had French toast with like Butterfinger on it. let's look this up. Butterfinger. They do have the candy bar, French toast Butterfinger. I did not see that at Casey's in Washington. I don't know which Casey's he was referring to. I did not see that. Maybe they had a separate. I tried to look for it yesterday. I like Butterfinger, but man, that shit is hard on my teeth. It is hard on the teeth. I do love French toast. I like a Butterfinger. This is interesting. I'm gonna have to try this. but yeah. I will have to get something to eat. There's a marshmallow one? That seems weird. A marshmallow Butterfinger. And here's French toast. They have pictures of French toast with Butterfinger on it. I'm assuming. As 1341. I need to pay for my tickets right now. Then I'll make that happen real quickly. All right, we got seats to the movie. That is a go. I guess I'm going to see Mortal Kombat 2 without ever seeing the first one. Oh, they have a salted caramel Butterfinger as well. Man. I did not realize Butterfinger had so many different flavors. How have I never seen these? I got to try to find this French toast one, man. I'm going to have to go back to Casey's. Which I have to get my Powerball tickets. But usually the Casey's machine doesn't do a very good job of scanning the tickets. But maybe I'll try. I got a one that I filled out the other day, a brand new slip that's nice and crisp. It's not bent to shit. Maybe I'll try it. See if it doesn't. If it will scan and go there, and because I gotta find me some French toast Butterfinger, and from what I understand, they have it at Casey's. I'm assuming John went to the one in Washington, but yet he doesn't. He lives over in Owensville, so I don't know if there's a Casey's on the way to or from. It may or may not be. I'm not sure. So I could ask an employee there. Like, hey, you got any French toast Butterfinger? I'll have to get some food. And I got to get that Powerball ticket. I can't let other people keep winning my Powerball jackpot. That is very not polite. That is not nice. Not nice. That they keep taking my jackpot. Those fuckers. I actually, the other day, was it Wednesday? Monday or Wednesday? One of the two. When I filled out the new Powerball slip, it was 69 million is what the jackpot was. And so I'm like, man, I mean, I have to get a Powerball ticket anyway. But when I went to the normal gas station that I usually get my tickets from, the one over by Schnucks, the Fast Trip, their machine scans better. The Casey's, again, I have had issues with the scanning those tickets to play your own numbers. And so their machine was down, though, when I went in to get the ticket. I'm like, man, I got to get this one. 69 million, it's calling to me. So I ended up having to go to Casey's, which Casey's is more convenient to me. It is closer to where I live. But so I was like, all right, fuck it. I guess I'm going to Casey's to try this out. And what I find with Casey's to fill out a brand new one for Casey's. And then it's more likely to work if that's the case. A used slip, yeah, no such luck. I guess I'll find out here shortly though if I try Casey's again. Oh, I did not mean to do any of that. I'm playing trailers off of IMDb. Anyway, yeah, I ended up having to go to Casey's to get my $69 million Powerball ticket, and I still didn't win. I was like, damn it, this is the one. This one's calling me. The juvenile part of me, which is like, you know, the most pain in the ass, like, sexual position is a 69. It is, like, if you're lying flat on your back, it's really difficult to do that, especially, you know, it's much easier on your side. It is, it's more of a porn thing, you know? Like, 69 is more of a porn thing. Whereas, like, in normal everyday sex that's not being filmed for mass consumption it's far more convenient to just, you know, take turns, you know? Share the love, but not at the same time. It's a little difficult to be sucking a dick and or, you know, eating, having your dick sucked and then, you know, eating a vagina, or if it's two dudes both sucking dicks at the same time, that could seem to get dangerous. You know, suck your dick while also, you know, you're like, ooh, that feels good, and then you're maybe choking on the dick. It could be a problem. It's just awkward. Though I haven't sucked a dick in a 69. I haven't tried it. Not saying, you know, I'm pretty sure it won't happen, but it's been many years since I attempted a 69 in general. Anyway, none of that is here nor there. As, Agent Mulder is 8 minutes out from getting fed. As I've kept pausing while recording this to try and, you know, answer the phone and whatnot. I would have been finished like right at the time the automatic feeder would have going off. But again, yeah, I paused a few times. And this podcast has taken a while because I keep doing that. I'm going to try not to pause anymore. What I was doing right before recording, I was attempting to, take Copilot, which I don't know if I should be saying this, no mic that's going into my computer right now, because it's going to know. I was attempting to take Copilot off my computer. The AI, Microsoft AI bullshit. That is just wasting money hand over foot. But I don't want this shit on my computer. Slows it down. And, you know, with the OneDrive and the Copilot, like, they're putting all this AI bullshit on my computer and trying to force you to where you none of your files are saved on your computer, which I shut down OneDrive already. And so I'm storing. I need to go back and get my other files. That are not currently on this computer and reinstall them on my shit, because OneDrive fucked it all up when I transferred stuff and put Windows 11 on. It stopped having the files on my computer. It's fucking annoying. And they want you to have to pay a monthly subscription to you have your files, and like they have all your files. It's fucking, you know, it's fucked up in many, for many reasons. For privacy issues. Not that I've got anything on my computer. I'm too afraid of people finding nothing illegal. But don't like that. Although, you know, porn might become illegal here shortly, and I do have quite a bit of VR porn on here. That is saved on my computer. That is not on my OneDrive. That is... thankfully, that didn't get fucked up. Let me just make sure. where is it? let's see here. Yeah, where's my files? USB. No, we don't want it. My USB drive. That shouldn't be connected. I do have. Yeah, I do have my porn files that is saved on the old computer. This PC, that's what I wanted. There we go. Yeah, I do have that shit saved on my, there we go. A fuck ton of VR porn, which I hoarded, you know, just in case they do make it fully illegal. I mean, they're cutting down the age. They got the age restrictions stuff to where they are making it to where you have to basically if you're sometimes I think they ask for your social security number, they ask for all kinds of shit you don't want to be giving these people. But Foxinator, you got 4 minutes, buddy, a little less and you'll be getting fed. All right, anyway, you know, they want you to catalog all your information to be able to access porn now. Which before you'd have to like do all this shit to access these adult sites. It was you know, the golden age. But they're using the guise of children accessing porn as the reason that they can now crack down on porn in general. And to get your information, to get to you know, hoard your information. It's just, it's different times we're living in, different times. It's crazy to think just how different, like, YouTube is now. Like, you know, I don't recall porn ever being on YouTube, but it's crazy to me to see. I knew eventually the internet was going to be, they were going to put the clamps down on the internet. And growing up with, you know, a time, I do remember a time, although I was awfully young, before the internet. My recollection was getting a little hazy now. Like, I remember really in junior high, I guess, is when we first started able to really get on the internet. And, like, I remember web crawler and being able to access the internet. Although the internet was much different back then. It was dial-up modems with the and all that shit. But it was also, you're just going on mainly just like text sites and then just pictures. And pictures would take for fucking ever to load up on dial-up. It was, took like several minutes at best to get like one picture to load up, man. It was, and speaking of porn, I remember just like early days, just like first baiting material online. Was just finding pictures, usually of like supermodels that had like where like a nipple was showing sort of situation. And waiting like 10, 15 minutes for like an image to fully load before I could, you know, finish my load. And yeah, it was just like line by line, just like of the image would slowly start appearing on the page. The shitty ass internet connections. And back then, well, I think that, yeah, I was going to say the early computers I was using were not my own. So it was not like I was going to, like my dad's or whatever. So I wasn't going to like save these photos, although he probably wouldn't have gave a shit. Anyway though, yeah, man, it's hard to imagine. Man, I just remember like the early days of the internet, even like past the early days of the internet, how stuff was so open and unrestricted. And now we're just like, you go on YouTube and you can't say sexual assault. You have to say SA. You can't say fucking rape. And sure, I get you don't want videos promoting rape because rape. Oh, there, Agent Mulder's getting fed. You don't want people, you know, promoting that shit and saying, rape is cool. Yeah, that's fucked up. I understand this. All on board. But, like, you can't, like, you have legit, like, news and stuff going over YouTube. And if someone was raped or there is somebody being charged with rape, like, you should be able to say that. Shouldn't be like they were charged with, you know, beep or oh, I was gonna say I have oh, I don't know where it is. I have a beep sound effect in my library on the soundboard, but I don't know where it is. I fail. There's a oh, here we go. Is there we go. That was, she was many times, and he is a big ist. but damn it, that thing is handy to have though, so go yourself. Anyway, but I guess if I do any more YouTube videos, I got it right there, I can just beep it out. But you know, they either say that or SA, sexual assault, SA. You can't even say sexual assault. Like, what the fuck? You can't say suicide, which, you know, works out for the Kurt Cobain case because that motherfucker was killed. Anyway, You got to say unalived themselves. He unalived himself. That is, which means the same thing. Like, what the fuck, man? Like, that's not even like offensive language. Sure, it's a taboo subject, I suppose. But you can still say unaliving. That's like Call of Duty briefly changed. Although, I don't know. I haven't played it in a while now. Been doing the Ark Raiders. For a while, they got rid of the kill-death ratio. And it was, what they changed to. You got your KDR. Everybody always referred to you as your KDR. And went, you are killing people in the game. They decided it's wrong to use the word kill. What the fuck? Trying to make that, you know, easier to digest, I guess. But, yeah, they called it something else there briefly. I forgot what they, eliminations, which they might actually still call it eliminations at this point. Eliminations. You're not killing people, you're eliminating them. Which is much more friendly. It's like euthanizing. It's not murder, it's euthanizing. It's, yeah. Anyway, yeah, it is a sad day when we see the everything being clamped down on the internet. And I hate this fucking AI shit running on everything. It fucks up with your computer, you know. I mean, of course, the part where they try to like store your files on the cloud to where you don't have you don't actually own your files is fucked up. But then the AI stuff that's constantly running on your computer when you have it, which may be listening to me now, and it's already like, hey, he's going to try to delete us. But it fucking uses up all your RAM, makes your computer run like shit. And it's not fucking worth it, man. I don't want this on here. Like, go fuck yourself. I don't want your fucking AI. I realize you spent trillions at this point, or whatever the fuck it is, however many billions, and that you're destroying the world, literally, by building all these data centers and ruining electric grids, running all the electric up, and raising the rates of power for everybody that's anywhere near a fucking data center. And just having power outages and shit because it's just consuming so much power. It's fucking ridiculous. And I'm kind of excited to see the burst of the AI bubble that's seems to be pretty inevitable at this point, because pretty much none of it is making a profit of it. And they are just an insane amount of wealth that has gone into all these data centers and just running the shit on a vast scale that, I mean, I realize it's going to be bad for us, for this bubble to burst and a shitty world economy already. Not to mention everywhere it's fucked with the war in Iran, what have you, but the AI shit. AI is going to be around even once, you know, this bubble bursts, but we don't need all these fucking data centers and all this bullshit. This stuff is ridiculous. I downloaded some software because I was looking up how to remove it from my computer, and I went through found a Reddit post on like how to remove it. It's suggested this app, Vero app from Fox. Calm down, buddy. It's off sysgeeker.com. You got fed, man. Why are you freaking out? Why are you freaking out, man? What is it? What is it? Wasn't it enough? I guess he wants attention now. He is awfully needy cat. But sysgeeker.com, which is what I was led to from this Reddit post. which, yeah, this app, I didn't realize it was a paid app. I was hoping it was a free one, but I do have to pay to fucking use it to be able to uninstall this shit. I was supposed to uninstall this shit for good, Zos. And $30 if I want the lifetime usage, which I guess isn't terrible if it'll get rid of this AI shit. Calm down, buddy. Quit trying to bite me. Quit trying to bite me, sir. That's right. Get back on the desk. Oh, he's always got to be right by me. And he does not like it when I don't give him attention. He's been very, you get the thing with the software. I don't know if it seems like it's legit from the Reddit post I was seeing. I don't know that I'd rather pay for it. I'm going to see if there's other ways to delete this without having to just go and manually delete the fucking thing. But it can be hard to remove from your computer. But it should run way better without all this AI bullshit using all my RAM up. And RAM's expensive now, man. You can't just go and buy that shit now because it costs like a fucking brick of gold for a stick of RAM. As Agent Fox is going back to rubbing the microphone. What's up, buddy? You good? He's been getting very upset with me when painting at night. And I've been spending time with him. When I watch whatever movies and stuff, on the projector, we lay on the couch together. He lays on top of me while I recline back as he's biting me. Punk. Don't be a punk, man. Don't be a punk. You're gonna... Don't worry, man. I'll give you plenty of attention here in a little bit. Just give me a little bit longer. Give me a little bit longer. He gets this way as it gets later at night and I've been painting. Because he likes his routines, man. And when it gets late at night, he's like, you need to stop. So we'll come over to the ladder where I'm working on and start trying to bite me. Constantly meowing like, you got to stop, man. It is bedtime. He's like, he's really my boss here. As he's decided, I guess, that I'm done with this podcast, but I'm not quite done. I have done the math, though, with the painting. And it's going to take me... till mid-June-ish. Possibly late June, though. I did already have one day where I passed on the painting. I stayed up real late doing it last night because I was finishing that corner, the hardest corner to do again, and that was time-consuming. I don't know. I spent like 4 hours or more on it last night. It was a lot. And yeah, he got very, very upset about that. He was like, you jackass. The real trick, though, I find, though, is the best things for me to do, because I'll pull up YouTube on my phone and I'll watch a lot of videos, or not watch, but I'll listen to some true crime or something, which can be some good ones. But I find the best nights when I really get into it, like last night, I just went on some music and just kept listening to different music and just got into some jams. I was singing along while painting. I would put records on. I would prefer to have records on, but painting, I got paint on my hands. I don't want to get paint on my records. That's no good. The records are the way to go. Vinyl. Vinyl, baby. No AI fucking with that. Just a needle on a record. Just pulling up that magic out of a record. That is pure magic if I've ever seen it myself. And that's how I know magic is real. It's because music is saved into vinyl. Which I guess just being able to see images and stuff saved on a computer or on a projector, that is some kind of... there's some voodoo involved. Yeah, but I guess I'm going to be going to see Mortal Kombat here shortly. Mortal Kombat! As, I mean, it looks like it might be all right. I heard the first one was decent. Just, you know, hey, you want to go see a movie? All right, I guess I'll go see a movie. It's funny to me when people want to go see a movie at the movie theater now, which certain movies, I'm like, sure, yeah, that's great. Which I love going to the movie theater. But, you know, I've spent over the past year, like, making my downstairs into a movie theater, essentially. And when people want to do stuff, hey, you want to go see a movie? Like, yeah, I'll go downstairs, damn it. Well, at least I'm not driving. So I won't have to, spend the gas on that. But, $13 to go see the movie. Not the most expensive stuff, you know? I mean, it's pricey to go see a movie, I suppose, but we're going to see it at the, I don't know if it's on the big screen, which, theater we're seeing it. If it's probably not the Giant X, but maybe. I feel like Mortal Kombat's, has it been out a couple of weeks? I'm not even sure. I guess when we're there, might have to discuss what we're going to do about the tickets for Mandalorian Grogu. We might want to hop on that because it's only a week away from seeing Star Wars on the big screen. I don't know how well that's going to be. Like, the trailers look okay, but it just looks like more of the Mandalorian show, you know? Like, I wonder if it's really got the feel of a Star Wars movie. Like, did they put the kind of money and budget into the effects that you would have for a big Star Wars movie? I mean, I'm guessing they did, but I don't know. Like, is it going to be justified? I am quite curious. And the last season of The Mando it wasn't as good. Though I'm sure a lot of that had to do with the fact that they had the writer strike in there, and then COVID was like all in that time frame of when they were trying to put that show together. And I think that really fucked with putting out that season 3. Like, it had its moments, but the Book of Boba Fett also wasn't as good. But the episodes that were really good in the Book of Boba Fett were the ones with Din Djarin in it, the Mandalorian, of course. And so, you know, I think it'll be good. I think I'll, you know, find it entertaining. I mean, I love me some Pedro Pascal, some Grogu. I got my Grogu bobblehead from the Blues game, you know. I guess that's really all I've got. So, as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.